Police blast judge's light sentence for teen who dragged cop with stolen car. By Catherine Rodriguez on January 24, 2019. A teenager convicted of assault for dragging a New York Police Department, NYPD, officer with a stolen car was sentenced Wednesday to a year and a half to 4 years in prison, sparking outrage from police and family members of the victim. The judge sentenced Justin Morrill, who is now 17 years old, to 16 months to 4 years in prison for driving away from NYPD officer Dolph Bebe during a routine traffic stop in June 2017, dragging Bebe for 3 blocks as he held onto the stolen vehicle for dear life. The officer suffered severe brain damage from the incident that left him confined to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Morrill had initially faced a sentence of 10 years behind bars, causing police officers and the victim's family members to blast the judge's decision. The judge, with his ruling, spit on every shield on every chest in the city. New York City Patrolmen's Benevolent Association President Patrick Lynch told the New York Post, "She spit on our hero. 18 months later, we are still trying to put the pieces of our life together," said Dolph Veve's wife, Esther Veve. "There have been moments when he can't recognize his little, 4-year-old, girl, and you can imagine how that breaks our hearts." Prosecutors have said he will never fully recover from his wounds. Even Brooklyn's attorney general rebuked the judge's decision, calling the ruling regrettable. This defendant had numerous contacts with the criminal justice system and was given numerous opportunities to get on the right path, the Kings County District Attorney's Office spokesman Oren Yaniv said. Yet he has repeatedly proven that he has no regard for the rule of law and is a danger to society.